Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically, the program helps producers improve their overall farming operation efficiency by gaining new perspectives in fundamental practices, including land preparation, planting, fertilization, pest control, irrigation, and harvesting, and also observing firsthand the unique ways in which their peers are using current technology. At the end of this year's tours, the PIE program will have exposed over 1,000 cotton producers to state-of-the-art production practices in different regions of the Cotton Belt.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Following an orientation on Sunday, the Mid-South producers will begin their tour Monday in Atlanta with a presentation from Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black at the Georgia Department of Agriculture. They will then learn about the Georgia peach industry during a visit to Lane Packing Company in Fort Valley and the Georgia cotton industry at the Georgia Cotton Commission in Perry. They will also visit the Coley Gin and Fertilizer Company in Vienna before touring cotton farms in that area.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At Miller Brewing Company in Albany, our participants will enjoy a presentation on automated machinery for product handling. They will hear about irrigation in southwest Georgia during a tour of McLennan and Webb Farms in Leary and later tour McCleskey Mills peanut operations in Smithville before ending the day with a look at cotton, peanut, and grain production at RCL Farms in Bronwood.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
During a tour of Kelly Manufacturing in Tifton, the group will learn about peanut harvesting and seed tillage equipment, and then they will travel to Douglas to tour cotton farms in that area. Today's activities include with a presentation on drip irrigation for cotton and peanut production at Southeastern Gin Company in Surrency and a tour of area cotton and tobacco operations. The tour comes to an end on Friday in Savannah with a visit to Loomis Corporation and a briefing on ginning equipment manufacturing.